No, you're good. Because together, they're stronger. Individually, you are stronger. I remember every single time now.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, inflation. We are at an all-time high throughout the United States. As a matter of fact, the rate is 5.4%. What is this? This is crazy what's happening to us. Everything is going up. We're paying more for food, for cars, for rent, and even toys in the midst of the holiday season. Unequivocally, we must increase and learn the unblinded formula so that we can all make more money and build more fruitful collaborations. Joining us tonight is Sean Callagy. He is Chief Visionary Officer and co-founder of Unblinded. He is a brilliant blind attorney who has created the Unblinded Results Formula, which empowers all of us to massively make more money. And it doesn't matter what kind of business industry we're involved in. Sean, welcome. Welcome to On Point. I'm so happy to have you here today. I know that you are worldly. You're traveling everywhere. And thank you for making time for On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Welcome.
Hey, Rachel, thank you so much for the honor and privilege of being here. Everybody, it's awesome to be here. And I cannot wait to step into it tonight. So thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, Sean, so let's start about telling everybody how they can make more money. Share this with our viewers. Tony Robbins gets in front of hundreds and hundreds of people at his event. And this is what he says. No one leads with more heart and integrity than Sean Callagy. And if you don't know what he's doing, you ought to. How do you do this, Sean? How did you get in Tony Robbins' brain and in his radar with millions and billions of people around the world? Talk to us.
Well, thank you, Rachel. So first of all, when Tony said that, he had his hand on his own heart, his hand on my heart, and I had tears pouring down my face. And it was just something that was one of the most special moments of my entire life, because Tony's work 2 decades ago changed everything for me. I had the privilege of growing up with extraordinary people that I learned from, but Tony's work really brought everything into clarity for me in incredible ways. So I decided a long time ago that I was going to figure out if his work actually did work and the work of others like Jay Abraham and some other incredible people. So I quit my job at a major law firm, knowing I was going blind. And I said, if this works, then I'm going to teach it to the world. And it did. And so I started teaching this 2 decades ago, but then I realized that my kids, my beautiful children that are now in college, were going to be—
God bless them.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to be a sports playing age. And so I said, you know, I'm going to just be a business owner and operator. I have the privilege of having built and sold a 40-person law firm. I own a 100-person law firm now. So when my kids go to college, or at least late in high school, my son going to college, then I'm going to take this work to the world. So about 3 years ago, that began. And to answer your question very directly, I believe that we don't gain value and we don't gain relationship by saying, "Hey, look at me, look at me, look at me." And you know, going to Tony events, you notice beautiful souls, incredible people. The guy's impacted millions and millions of human beings on the planet, and everybody is so excited to tell their story and to share the impact. But that's what Tony hears every single day from people. So my approach in being in that ecosystem was I wanted to add value for Tony. And I sat back and I watched, I studied, and everybody, Oprah, Bruce Springsteen, Tony Robbins, the President of the United States, everybody needs things. We all do. We need each other. And over time, I was assessing and seeing what could happen and what was needed. I teach the superpower of influence. And I saw that the Platinum Partnership in the Tony Robbins world was of immense, incredible value, had benefited me enormously. And so I had the privilege and opportunity to share my story about it from his stage. And we broke sales records. We made things happen that have never happened before. And then
God
it came,
bless you.
Yeah, thank you. And then it came, a couple other things happened and I stepped up in enormous ways. And Tony had some, you know, we all have challenges, we all have moments. Some of those things occurred and I was present. I was there. I was outspoken. I was vocal.
And I then love when it.
Came, yeah, it came time for his 60th birthday. I had the privilege of being asked to raise money by his beautiful wife, Sage, as a surprise for him at the Platinum Partnership trip in Idaho near their ski home.
That sounds like fun.
It was amazing. And we raised $1.7 million in 30 minutes.
Oh, and my God. Wait, let me stop you right there, because we have here, I'm from Miami, but I know that Facebook is all over the world, thank God, and LinkedIn and YouTube, and we're on 12 podcasts. I mean, that's a lot of money. And, you know, unfortunately, nonprofits are having a very hard time nowadays raising that money. So later on, I want to encourage all our nonprofit executives to go ahead and buy your ticket for your conference. But I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was very impressed with the amount of money, with the amount of money that you guys raised. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we raised $1.7 million from incredible platinum partners. I had the privilege of leading that and then being in the back, Tony's backyard. And being up on the little stage, him and his wife, and arm in arm, and singing and sharing, and it was a dream come true, because so often I have, you know, behind me Muhammad Ali and Bruce Springsteen and the Miracle on Ice, and I never got to meet. I haven't met Bruce. I haven't met Muhammad Ali, and I did meet one of the leaders of the Miracle on Ice team. But usually we don't get to meet our mentors, the people we learn from, the people that inspire us. And to now have Tony Robbins calling me his friend publicly from stage, saying the beautiful thing that you just shared.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, that I am honored and blown away. And if anybody wants to know how to do that, it's to truly learn Integris Influence and how you can find ways to add value, not scare people away, not chase them. I never asked Tony Robbins to take a picture. I was around him for 3 years. I spent a lot of resources being part of it. I never asked him to take a picture with me. All I did is try to figure out how can I uniquely serve his mission in small ways. And I had a couple of beautiful privileges in, you know, maybe medium and even some large ways to serve the mission. But I waited patiently. I was constantly there to give, make the environment better, pour energy into it. So, Rachel, very simply, I never made it about me. And I always made it about him and his mission. And when we do that with people, we can create incredible relationships.
That's amazing. God bless you. Now, you are an amazing blind attorney that has been extremely successful all around the world. I am aware, Sean, that you have several law firms throughout the States, but you are the co-founder of Unblinded, Unblinded Mastery. Why did you create Unblinded Mastery? But first, you probably need to define what is Unblinded and why did you create it? Go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Rachel. So yes, the only reason I ever became an attorney to begin with is because my eyes, I have retinitis pigmentosa. I knew I was going blind. I was a Division I college athlete at Columbia University, 4-year start on the baseball team, captain my senior year. I would have played professionally, but for my eye condition, when that happened, I decided to go to law school, but not out of happiness, not out of joy, not out of a dream of I want to be an attorney. I didn't know how else to make a living. And I knew that maybe I had 10 years left. Maybe at 15, where I could still read before I went blind, you know, more fully, because I was already beginning to lose sight. And so I went to law school so I could support my family and do something productive. But then I very quickly realized when I got my dream job, I was the first person in my direct family line to go to college. My mom pushed a hot dog cart in Jersey City, New Jersey, when I was a kid. She was the son of a blind man and had blind son to be me. And I realized that I didn't understand how the world worked. I thought if you went to law school and you racked up $100,000 of debt, which I did, that meant that you're going to make-
Which most kids do anyway.
Yeah.
Most kids wrap all that debt in a package here. Okay,
yeah, it's and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to ever pay this off. And I got the job. I was making, you know, what I thought was a lot of money. I was making $62,000 in 1996. And after I paid my student loans, paid for my car, paid for my small apartment, I had no money left over. And I'm like, wait a minute, I went to law school and I'm going blind because I thought I was going to be able to make money and have financial abundance. And
that must have been mind-boggling for you, right?
Yeah, and that was
I'm sure you're talking to the rest of the world, Sean. I'm sure a lot of our viewers can relate to you.
Yeah, and for everybody,
even if they're not blind, they're still in debt. Go ahead.
Yes, and I was like, wait a minute, this was not on the brochure. I'm like, the brochure to law school did not say, just like it doesn't say for college or grad school, it doesn't say rack up all this debt and then good luck in how you make a living and pay it off. And so I was in shock. I was scared. I was overwhelmed. I felt like I had to choose between happiness, like I would be a high school baseball coach and football coach until I went blind, and money. But what I found out was, and that's again through Tony Robbins' work and some other incredible teachers and mentors that I had, I found that you didn't have to make that choice. So I believed it was possible. I quit my job. They offered me, Rachel, you ready for this and everybody? They offered me psychological counseling. They said, you must have an adjustment disorder. How could you possibly quit this job where you're making $62,000 with the third highest paying law firm in New Jersey? P.S. I turned down the highest paying one at 70. And you're working 16 hours a day. You can't pay. You can't put any money away. But why would you ever want to leave this incredible situation? I said, with love and respect, I'm going to jump off a cliff and see what happens. So I started my own law firm and credit card. I built it to a 40 person law firm in 2 years. And it wasn't about me. It was about the fact that that's available and possible for everyone. And I had all these attorneys and all these people saying, there's more lawyers in law school. There's not enough business. And everybody complaining. And I would meet lawyers in court all the time. And they were so unhappy. So please don't hear the fact that I have a law degree out there and think, well, you're a lawyer. Of course you can make money. Not true. Most lawyers don't make a lot of money. Most lawyers struggle and never pay off their law school debt. Fact check me on that. It's an enormous challenge, just like for everyone. But it was possible. It was real. And then, Rachel, when I did, I'm like, I want to teach this to everyone in the world. Because we in America live in a beautiful capitalist structure, but they don't teach us, whether you're an Ivy League university or junior college and high school.
Talking about universities, congratulations. You went to Columbia University. And you also went to Seton Hall Law School.
I did.
You have all the Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
You had all the proper training, but $62,000 was not enough money, right? No. And you were still over $100,000 in debt. You said to yourself, like a lot of our viewers, you know, was probably saying to themselves, how can I make more money? And especially now we're hoping that we're getting closer to post-COVID. Yes. You know, so that's why I really love your philosophy. I've been talking a lot to your co-host of your conference. We're going to talk about the conference a little bit later. I want to give a big shout out to Andy Zapata.
Hey, yes. Andy. Love Andy. Love you, Andy.
We all love Andy. My friends, for those of you that do not know Andy, he is the president and CEO of Physical Therapy Now. If you have headaches, backache, all kinds of pains, go to Physical Therapy Now. They have 45 offices all over the state. And they give you concierge excellent service.
Yeah. And Rachel, Andy's integrity, as you know, his heart, his love for people is why we're bringing Unblinded to Miami and having this event. It would not be happening with Andy and yourselves. And I'm immensely grateful.
We're very, very excited. So getting back to Unblinded, Sean, how does Unblinded help already successful business owners? What are your thoughts on that?
So we created this platform because in a capitalist structure, people don't learn. Going to an Ivy League school, going to law school, I didn't learn anything about how to make more income, how to create more time freedom and scaling, how to create the life I wanted. I did not learn that at Columbia. I did not learn that in law school, period. So I learned it from a lot of other places. And then I wanted to synthesize it in the easiest format possible because Einstein, pretty smart guy, says, let's make everything as simple as possible, but not simpler. So
that's interesting. Wow, that's pretty heavy. The way you said it, it seems very simple, but it's a very intricate statement. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so for people who are very successful, think of it this way. I had the privilege of stepping into the space with a dear friend of mine who had made $1 million a year. His name is Rob Gill in the space of financial services. And in working with Rob, somebody already successful, he had opened 3,000 accounts on Wall Street. He was a brilliant person to influence. When we started working with Rob, he had 8 new potential client meetings a month, 8 new sales meetings per month. Rob now has more than 600 sales meetings a month. He went from himself to now a team of 19 people in the course of 3 years.
That's amazing.
And then Rachel.
So what I'm hearing from you, Sean, for all our viewers, is to my friends, start having more meetings with your staff. That's what I'm hearing from you, Sean.
Yes. And what you're hearing, Rachel, too, is even if you're super successful, think of Tony Robbins. Who could be more skilled, talented, brilliant, successful? Listen, like him or not, right? Not everybody likes all the same people. So don't think of Tony Robbins as somebody that maybe you don't like Tony Robbins. That's okay. But think of him as somebody who's incredibly successful. and highly developed and brilliant. Nobody can argue
very
that.
Very charismatic. Yeah.
And I had the privilege of stepping into that space. And after we were there, we broke sales records continuously from the skill sets that I brought to that stage in the selling of Platinum Partnership. So,
and that's why I'm excited, Sean, because the skill sets that you brought onto Tony Robbins' stage and all over the world, okay, Disney as well, then the list is infinite of where you've been with the formula. Yeah. That's why we want our viewers to definitely, if they can, with their busy calendars, you know, block out the weekend of November 19th through the 21st. Don't worry, we're going to get to the conference in a minute, but I want to make sure that our viewers understand how important it is to attend this conference that you and Andy Zapata are putting here for November 19th through the 21st. So what we're hearing is with already helping successful business people, business owners, they know how to make money, but everybody would like to make even more money. And that's where you come in.
Yeah, and Rachel.
To grow your money.
Absolutely. And what about to do it where you become more of a business owner, not operator, where you have more time freedom? I have the privilege of owning a law firm that I spend about 5 hours per month running a more than 100 person law firm. And I have the privilege of doing this work because I have scale, I have duplication. So the work that we do and what we're going to talk about doing.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second, Sean, because what I'm hearing here, I mean, you develop what? You offer 5 hours of your time to your law firms in 4 or 5 different states. But be honest with me, have you trained all of your lawyer staff, over 100 of them all over the states? Have you trained them with the unblinded results formula? Be honest.
Amen, Rachel. In depth, completely. Including the fact that we had a trial going on just last week run by my top apprentice. I call him my friend and my partner now. He's been working with me for 12 years, Michael Smykin. And Michael tried a case that had 8 figures. That means more than $10 million at issue by himself on his own with one of the most successful realtors in America, suing one of the most name brand real estate companies that hurt him and did a whole bunch of things. And it wasn't personal injury. This is a business lawsuit of more than $10 million at stake. Wow. And Michael was able to do it because he's trained in it. So yes, I've trained my entire team for years.
And this is why I want to interrupt you again when we're talking about your conference in a few minutes. Viewers, this is what you need to do. Business owners, leaders of leaders. Sean wants to talk directly to you and your staff at the conference. If you cannot send your staff, you need to go yourself or send your trainer. Okay, so that once they learn the formula, they can go back and have many, many, many meetings that ultimately will fill your pockets with lots of money and will also grow your collaboration teams, your ecosystem that you're going to hear Sean talk about in a minute. Sean, you know, let me ask you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say this, Rachel, that, you know, for a lot of folks, people may hear things that sound like this. They may hear things that sound like what we're saying. And I say this with absolute, complete humility, but factually, because I believe that influence is, in fact, a superpower. So what I say to folks may be like, all right, can you really do these things? And I don't know, man, like, right? So what we offer is a few different things. One is we always offer people their money back if they're not happy with anything they're encountering with our world. But more importantly, we also offer an opportunity, just like in professional sports, which I think is a beautiful thing, to compete. So if you think that we don't have these unique skill sets that we claim, that's awesome. We're happy to make a bet for $100,000 for charity that I cannot be out influenced on a neutral set of facts. So find your top attorney in Florida. Find your best friend.
Are you giving them a challenge on point where
you're talking about? In love and integrity, just to make sure that people know that we put our money where our mouth is. And if I lose,
listen to what Sean is saying. He's giving you a challenge.
Yeah, and if I lose, I put up the $100,000 for your charity. But if you lose, then the $100,000 comes to my charity, which is the American Foundation for the Blind. And I don't say that egotistically. I say it because that hopefully what we call will open your listening, right? It'll create a disruption because you may be like, wait a minute, what? I hear all these people talking yap, yap, yap about marketing, selling, coaching. Great. Did they say what I just said? And we've offered that bet now for 2 years. I've offered that bet directly to people like Grant Cardone. He's not taking me up on it. Other people in the space of major influence, nobody's ever taken us up on that bet. And I don't say it pridefully. I say it because it's critically important who we learn from. And I want to make sure that people are clear that we're heart-centered and we're real. So thanks, Rachel.
Absolutely. Sean, before we go on to our advertisers for a few seconds,
yeah,
what have you seen people do, Sean, in stopping themselves from being successful, number one, yeah, and how can Unblinded help them become successful? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Rachel, all my heart, people have a huge challenge committing, and write this word down now, committing to mastery. People dabble, people kind of curious, people listen to things inspirationally, and inspiration's valuable, but inspiration goes like that. Inspiration goes like that. When we have the skill set, understand how to build business, how to generate income, make revenue, create time freedom, to exercise the superpower of influence, know where to apply it, and how emotionally to get over our fears and get ourselves to use it, that's the mechanism.
That's what I love about what you're saying, Sean, yeah, because all our viewers know that I'm a strong believer in God, because I do believe that without God, nothing is possible. And I love the fact that you also believe in God and that you are very inspirational and aspirational. But my friends, and I'm talking straight to our viewers right now, Sean believes in God, is inspirational, but he's going to bring to you the skill sets that you need and that you need to teach your staff so that you can make more money and build your collaborations, build your ecosystem. So my friends, you have to attend this conference. If you have to buy a ticket, if you're watching us from Texas, California, Europe, go ahead and buy a ticket, my friends, and come to this business acceleration, to this business development immersion conference that Sean Callagy with Unblinded Mastery and Andy Zapata, president and CEO of Physical Therapy Now, are putting together just for you right here in Miami. Let's make it a fun weekend and learn more how to be successful, how to build our capital. Sean, let's get back to you in a few seconds. Let me say thank you immensely to our VIP advertisers. I'll be right back. We begin with the Jose Milton Foundation. Thank you, Anna Vega Milton, president and CEO, for all the altruistic work you do. Thank you for building the new Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital West, for your amazing work with the Red Cross, scholarships for our youth, and the list goes on. Jackson Health Foundation, a big shout out to co-president Charmaine Gatlin, Flavia Yiso, and their stellar team for doing an outstanding job in raising funds for the best hospital throughout our nation, Jackson Health System, making miracles every day. I also want to give a big shout out again to Charmaine, because I know that she wants to definitely support what you're doing here in Miami, Jackson Health System, Jackson Health Foundation. We love you, Charmaine. We love you, Anna Vega Milton, Flavia, of course, Carlos Migoya, who's the president and CEO of Jackson Health System. Next, we have Catholic Hospice and Catholic Palliative Care Services. A big shout out to Executive Director Diane Backoff, Medical Director, Dr. Tracy Romanello, Dr. Rochelle Clark, Director of Organizational Integration and Patient Experience, and Jessica Joseph, Manager of Philanthropy and Public Relations, and our awesome team. Thank you for preserving comfort and dignity for people that are very ill and their family members. Synovus Bank, a big shout out to Armando Travanco, Regional Retail Manager for Southeast Florida, in business for more than 130 years. Synovus is a financial services company that came from humble beginnings in Georgia. Today, Synovus Bank is committed to supporting our communities in over 300 locations across the Southeast, including a South Florida footprint. United Home Care, big shout out to Carlos Martinez, President and CEO, also to Jose Fuentes, Board Chairman. Another big shout out to Alina Palenzuela, Blanca Ceballos, and the rest of the Sterile team. Thank you for keeping our older adults home with excellent healthcare services, because there is no place like home. Frida Alcasan Arcedon, our Asian American healthcare hero, invites other multicultural healthcare heroes to promote unity, understanding, respect, and tolerance among all. Marie Torres and CPA, business owners, she will grow your business exponentially with a 360-degree view of your financial and operational performance. Call and make an appointment. Global Overday Seminary and University, known as GATSU, empowering entrepreneurs to become financially independent, to transcend into generational prosperity. Also earn your chaplaincy or cybersecurity certification. Contact Godzu. Meet Alyssa Billier, your corporate and personal psychologist and psychotherapist, to solve your business and personal hurdles. Give her a call and effectuate positive change. Jewish University System. A big shout out to founder Dr. Jorge Alfonso and Lucy Alfonso, president and CEO. Now you can earn your doctoral degree in education or psychology with religious modifiers. Contact Jewish University System. Metro Mommy Agency. For all of your pregnancy support, before, during, and after, call Metro Mommy Agency. They provide job birth education, labor support, doulas, breastfeeding, and the list goes on. Light of the World Clinic. Thank you, Lay Miss Ellie Vasquez, brainchild of Light of the World Clinic, for providing free healthcare services to economically disadvantaged families in Broward County, Florida. Again, a special thank you to all of our VIP advertisers. All of your services are beyond magnificent. Thank you. So, Sean, getting back to you, people that stop themselves from succeeding every day, how can Unblinded help them?
Yeah. So we run our programs in a way designed to do three things. First, to teach people skill sets that they cannot possibly learn anywhere else. And let me repeat that. It's a big statement. You know, my son is a marketing major at a wonderful school, University of Maryland, top 25 business school. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And he comes home all the time and goes, Dad, they teach me how to be an employee. They don't teach me what you teach and we teach at Unblinded. Says it all. Yep.
That's a heavy statement, by the way, Sean.
Heavy statement. And so number one, we teach the skill set. Number two, we create dynamics in accountability. So without accountability, you have an extraordinary challenge. And third, we develop the skill. So it's one thing if I teach you how to throw or hit a baseball, right? Like I tell you how. It's different if we develop the skill set repetitively. So when you go to events like Miami, November 19, 2021, we're actually, it's not just passive, we're actually going to develop skill sets for doctors, nonprofits, lawyers, accountants, financial services, real estate, everybody in the space of entrepreneurship, business leadership, all of it, and in ways that will blow your mind. Because people, this is the biggest challenge, Rachel, and everybody out there, is we hear things that sound like this. It's like, oh, I know what this is. I promise, with respect, humility, and love, you don't. And when you come, your mind will be blown. Happens every single time to every single person. So it's through those three things: accountability, skill development in terms of knowledge overall, and the skill enhancement.
I love it because they can take this back to their offices, again, short of being redundant, and train their staff.
Yes.
And once they train their staff, they don't need to be hovering over their staff constantly and micromanage like so many business owners do.
Well, that's like Andy. You know, Andy has added a ton of franchises. Like, what's Andy Zapata doing? Andy's a super successful person. The guy's got 45 franchises in Florida. Why is he involved? Why is he a part of our Unblinded world? Because even with his incredible skill set, and by the way, Andy had incredible powers of influence. The guy was throwing 1,000-person parties in high school, Rachel, in South Florida. What would he ever need this for? Because when you're already outstanding at something, small distinctions create massive results.
We love it. We love it. It's so fantastic. So can you please expound a little bit on your superpower influence and the importance of influencing with integrity?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, we hear words like pitch, hook, close. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want somebody pitching, hooking, or closing my mother, right? So I don't want to pitch, hook, or close anybody else's mom or their son or their friends or their loved ones. I want to influence with integrity. And what we mean by integrous influence, we mean that you're going to add more value than you take. That's what integrous influence is. You're going to add more value than you take. But the incredible part is when people come together, right? They come together, you create a larger pool of value. So a lot of what we train isn't just on how to go from hello to yes and influence, but where to apply it. So integrously, with integrity-based human influence, you grow more value with ideal people. So over time, you spend less time working. It's not like being on the hamster wheel over and over and over and over and over and over. You begin to create a space. We can create leverage to create the finances you want in a lot less time with a lot more magic.
I love it. And more vacations. You hear that, viewers? More vacations. And the money coming in. And true, you know, permanent relationships.
Yes.
You know, that you create because of the Unblinded Results Formula. Talk to us about this conference, Business Development Immersion, Unblinded Miami's Immersion, Business Accelerator. Call it whatever you want, Sean and Andy. But talk to us about the conference. What can people expect again? And where can they, how can they sign up? Tell us.
Yeah, sure. So what you can expect, undoubtedly, is something you've never experienced. Also, don't expect that it's just a motivational, inspirational, immersive experience. It's not just that. There'll be a little bit of energy for sure. But most importantly, you learn 4 steps, 12 indispensable elements, and 4 energies of integrous influence. And just for fun energy, I'll just drop it like fast to give you an idea that this is real. Emotional rapport building, pain and yes, creating and conveying your heroic, unique identity into agreement formation, the 4 steps, the 12 indispensable elements, scarcity, matching and mirroring, acknowledgement, level 5 transformation, listening, loving people and conditioned boundaries, emotional energetic transference, reciprocity, question mastery, validation, congruence, context, and contrast, all wrapped through the 4 energies of integrous influence, fun, aspirational, goddess, Zeus. And that's just 1/3 of what you'll learn at the conference.
I love it. And what I love what you're going to be doing at the conference is actually teaching it step by step. You're going to be holding the hands of business leaders, of executive nonprofit executives, of nursing practitioners, medical people. I mean, you're going to have so many people at the conference that are leaders of leaders because you are in the business of teaching leaders of leaders how to become better. And what I love about this, because most of our viewers know, Sean, is that I am also a nonviolence conflict reconciliation trainer from Dr. King. And I know that you believe in greatness, Mother Teresa, Dr. King, Abraham Lincoln. I mean, there's so many people that have made such an impact on our world, Sean. And you believe in this greatness, and you're taking all of this knowledge that you have created in the formula, and you have packaged it to give it back to our business leaders. Our leaders are leaders. No matter what you do, viewers, no matter what you do for a living, you need to come to this conference, November 19th through the 21st. Well, Sean, I want to thank you so much.
Patrick, one more thing, Rachel. You are one of those people.
Oh,
you're one of those people. And how Rachel, love you, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, you name the person that has the superpower of influence, we explain how it is that they achieve that outcome. So that's what we're going to be teaching. And Rachel, truly, your heart-centeredness, your amazingness is a gift to this world. And it's been an honor and privilege to be here.
Oh my gosh, Sean, thank you. You're going to make me cry in a minute. I mean, for me, it's a true honor to have you on Point. I know that you're being solicited by all kinds of talk show hosts, all the different channels throughout the world, and you're giving us time here. So I want to thank you so much. I want to thank again Andy Zapata for connecting us with you. I want to thank so many people for connecting you. You have a great staff, Adam and Fernando and Gina and Nina and Miles. I mean, you are amazing. Thank you for sharing your amazing story, Sean. You are a blind man, and you have done all of this being blind. Take a few seconds and talk to our viewers directly. You know, we know that you created the Unblinded Results Formula. We know that you're going to teach us all how to make more money. We know that you're going to teach us how to collaborate. You know you're going to teach us how to make permanent relationships and grow our ecosystem. But how did you do this being a blind man? Talk to us.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I surfed 81 days so far this year, 81 days. I ski double black diamonds. I've gone scuba diving with sharks and done all kinds of crazy adventurous things. And I have believed from the earliest of ages that we have one beautiful opportunity on this earth. I believe in God. I believe in heaven. But I also believe that someday I hope to have the privilege of meeting God and answering one question. What did you do with the talents that you were given? And I almost died 2.5 weeks ago. I had a dissection, an artery injury.
Oh my God.
My stomach. And I easily could have bled out and bled to death in something related to surfing. And it's a longer conversation.
But it wasn't your time to leave because God wants you here on earth to teach all of us how to make more money and love one another.
Well, thank you. And I do thank God for this, for many things. First of all, thankful I'm here. But I'm also thankful that as I laid thinking, truly, on that Friday, it was 2.5 weeks ago, I was talking to my kids on the phone. They're all college. They're crying. You know, tears coming down my face, not sure what's going to happen, getting rushed into surgery. I haven't made every perfect decision, and I am far from perfect. But in that moment, I realized that I was living my life on purpose. Like, my life was lived on purpose, and I'd like to do more always, but I couldn't think in that moment that there was anything else I should be doing with my life. And I hope and wish that blessing for everyone. I faced death.
Amen.
Faced death, and I had that blessing and privilege. And as a blind man, nothing stopped me. It was just, look, listen, this is what it is. I thank God. This is the truth. I have thanked God for my blindness a ton of times. It has done more for me than it's taken. And every single thing that happens to us gives us more than it takes. I truly believe that. And I haven't experienced every hardship. You know, there's abuse. People have been abused in ways that I haven't. But I am a blind man, and I truly believe that when we look deeply and we give ourselves empathy, we give ourselves love and healing, we can find that God makes all things work together for good. And that's how this has happened.
Oh my God, you're making me cry. I'm so happy that you're alive that the Lord has spared you, and you're going to, God willing, as us Jews say, we wish you another 120 years. And the same, I want to wish to all our viewers, Moses lived for 120 years. And yes, you have a purpose. You're not doing this for financial gain. You already are a multimillionaire, but you want to help. You want to help all of us to make the money. Because let's face it, my friends, if we have a lot of money, we can do a lot of things in life. And so we want to thank you, Sean, for being here with us tonight. I'm certainly going to be in attendance. I want to be your first pupil for sure. So I will be there, my friends, November 19th to the 21st. Okay, it's a weekend. It starts Friday night from 6 to 10. He's going to teach about the unblinded formula. Make sure that we learn it. Then on Saturday, we're going to be there from 10 to 3, also teaching us much more about the formula. Then that same evening, we're going to have a dinner and meet a lot of interesting people, a lot of leaders. And then on Sunday from 10 to 6, he's also going to be teaching us about the ecosystem and how we can grow our systems and collaborate with others, make more money, be happy, and create a better world. It sounds like a utopian society, my friends. We can make it happen thanks to Sean Callagy and the Unblinded Formula. Sean, is there a last minute message you would like to leave all our viewers with? Tell us.
I would. I wouldn't be anywhere without my team, my co-founders, Adam Gugino, Fernanda Valencia, Nicole Maiello, Belle of Rita, co-host The Real Raw, all the incredible people, number one. Number two, you are so right, Rachel, that the most magical moments of my entire life are moments that were created through time or financial freedom. And they're moments I spent with my kids scuba diving in oceans around the world, or just being able to take off time from work and not answer my phone and have weeks and months off at a time and running my law firm to just be fully present for my kids. And so for everybody here to give back to the people you love, I've had the privilege of taking my entire family to the Ritz-Carlton in Grand Cayman, 35 people, my grandmother before she passed away, and sitting there and saying thank you to her, a woman that never made more than $25,000 in a year and couldn't believe what was happening for her children, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And she was thanking me and thanking me. And I said, Nan, I called her Nani. I said, Nan, are you kidding? I couldn't repay you in 1,000 lifetimes for what you've done. So I don't judge anybody in your desire to make more money or not, whatever. I mean, let's be happy and love ourselves. But the power and magic of gaining abundance and sharing it with the people we love, the privilege, the honor, the excitement, the energy, the gratitude that that brings to your heart, your being, your soul cannot possibly be overstated. And final, I've had the privilege in the last 2 years of giving more than $1 million away to charity through my Calgary Christian Foundation, not money I raised, money I tithe. My money, I didn't raise, this is not God's money, but not money that I got from donations. Remarkable. This is money that I had the privilege of giving. And that feeling also when you're serving your higher power, for me, I call it God, you do as well, Rachel, serving your higher power is incredible. So we want to teach people that. That's for you, then you belong there. It's like, I don't really know. That's okay too. We love you anyway. It's awesome, right? But for those that really want to grow and build incredible things financially, your time and the magic, we're here for you.
I love it. I will be there definitely November 19th. I want to meet you again in person. I had the privilege of meeting you at Andy Zapata's Halloween party. You were remarkable. You got on the stage and you mesmerized everybody. In 2 seconds, you had their attention. So again, Sean, God bless you. Our viewers, please don't forget to register to the Calagi Unblinded Results Formula Business Development Immersion Unblinded Miami's Immersion, November 19th to the 21st. All of you, thank you so much for tuning in into On Point Rachel Turgeman. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point Rachel Turgeman. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. Go ahead, my friends, and share this interview with your family and friends. Viewers, do yourself a favor. If you want to increase your income, if you're not happy with your results, go ahead and attend the conference with Sean Calagi. I love you all. Bye-bye for now. No, you're good.